Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Marbling matters. Going to talk about the role of marbling in our beef industry right after this.
Folks, there's no doubt the world around us and the technology around us is changing so rapidly, it's almost mind-boggling to keep up with it. That's where BigIron.com comes in. BigIron.com is an online-only internet auction site specializing in selling equipment such as tractors, combines, farm implements, trucks, semis, fleet vehicles, all there for you online every second and fourth Wednesday at BigIron.com. Mark Stock is a founder of BigIron.com, and there's no doubt you kind of base this on a current need when you set up this company.
Well, we've been in the auction business for 26 years, and time is very important to people. Transportation costs are getting expensive, so we've developed the BigIron.com platform based on those main features. If you're by a computer, if you've got a smartphone, you can participate as a bidder on BigIron.com, so ease and convenience is very, very important.
Check it out online right now. Go to become a registered bidder at BigIron.com or to even sell some equipment. There's a local representative in your area right now. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Texas Tech University meat scientist Brad Johnson joins us for the next couple of Beef Buzzes as we talk with him about his research into the marbling of beef cuts. He says that grade matters, even though there's not a whole lot of economic difference these days between choice and select.
I think we have to look at historical numbers that, in fact, choice-select spread over the last 15 years does matter. We've had an increase in the premium products, like the certified Angus beef or some of those other type products that have really differentiated themselves in the marketplace. So what we tend to do in the feedlot industry is we tend to feed cattle to an optimal finish endpoint, and we usually target some optimal percent choice or marbling degree in those cattle. So our overarching theme is, with extremely high input costs or feed costs, high cost of gains, what if we could potentially achieve the same degree of marbling with less days on feed? We feel that is really where the economic advantage of some of this research is. So I just kind of wanted to start with that, saying that it's really a hard sell when you look at choice select spread. But when you start talking about the cost of gains that these feedlots are experiencing, some of the application of this real basic research may aid in producing high-grading cattle with less days on feed. We know marbling is very critical for enhancing the palatability of beef. It increases the juiciness, it has a very positive effect on beef flavor, and indirectly also increases tenderness of the product. So marbling is very crucial to a very, very favorable beef eating experience.
One fundamental of his research, according to Dr. Johnson, is the understanding that grass simply does not marble beef very rapidly.
Correct. And my collaborator from Texas A&M, Dr. Steve Smith, has done a lot of that work. We feel that grass is very high in a particular fatty acid, alpha-linolenic acid. And we feel that that particular fatty acid, a little of that gets through the rumen and actually could repress marbling development in cattle. And so we know that grain feeding, the opposite effect is we feed a lot of starch, predominantly from, say, corn or grain sorghum, that starch feeding actually elevates the levels of oleic acid, which is monounsaturated fatty acid, and we feel that's key. That fatty acid is very important at stimulating marbling development in cattle.
Dr. Brad Johnson, working 5 years on this research project, possibility of using oleic acid in some form or fashion to enhance marbling of our beef carcasses. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.